The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
We're all set. Brian, you hear me all
right? I hear you. You sound a little under the weather, man.
I feel a little under the weather. I really hope my camera is zoomed in well enough here. Let's see. Yeah, or not zoomed, focused.
Gotta
well
make
enough.
A quick wrestling thing I want to say real quick. AEW, sure. MJF champion. Going to be a great champion. Looking forward to watching your reign. Cheers.
MJF?
Yes.
Who's that?
Great. Look him up.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Well, I guess with that, hello everybody. Welcome to the Anime Versal Reviews podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Be sure to hit the red subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening on your favorite podcast app, thank you so much. Give us a follow on that app. Leave reviews, thumbs up, down, what have you. I'm Kyle. That's Brian. If you saw my review earlier today, you know I'm dealing with a cold or something. I'm not sure, but it sucks. Christine trying to cover down, kind of wore herself out today. So she's downstairs probably on her phone reading web comics or something. Yeah. Anyways, I introduced everyone, brain fog's going on, but I don't even want to jump into Chainsaw Man first. I have to talk about something that I sent Brian the other day. How about that Gridman Universe teaser, buddy?
Dude, it's time. It's happening. I think I told you I'm gonna rewatch everything and get in the zone before it, you know, comes out, but I'm very excited.
Dude, I'm so excited about that. For those that don't know, Brian and I reviewed a long time ago now, both Gridman and Dinozenon. Huge fans. You guys can find those. They were originally on the LRM channel, but I put them on the back catalog here when we started this almost a year ago. And it was fun. I actually want to go back and get a bunch of our old back catalog from the LRM side, like Miyako-chan and stuff like that. You guys have to forgive, I was very hippie back then.
Yes.
And I mean, I gave Brian a run for his money.
Did.
But
I was 30 pounds heavier back then.
Wow. I don't know where I'm at now. I mean, I know where I'm at now, but I don't know compare. Like, that's how long ago. But Gridman Universe, if you guys haven't seen it, and what a way to do the trailer, the music, the little teases that they gave. Do you like those character images I sent you?
Yeah, that was cool.
Dude, Knight's back. I'm excited to see like adult, or not adult, but grown Knight, yeah, interact with Calibur. They have so much in common. Dude, yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked. Just like I'm stoked about this. And so I guess we could go ahead and get into the main thing we're here to discuss, which is Chainsaw Man episode 7. Oh my God, have you ever seen a kiss go so wrong? Spoiler-free reaction review, Brian.
This episode, I mean, every week I say, oh, it has it all. This episode had it all. And I mean, from the gore and, you know, that aspect of it. But this was an episode that was heavily focused on characters. And then you get sort of that high school angst, romance, you know, that kind of stuff. And the way it was presented was just brilliant. So I love this episode.
I feel you on that. As I'm sitting here, I said I wasn't going to mess with this stuff, but I guess I am. Damn it. All right, guys. Obviously, Brian's window is sitting outside the bounds here. It's funny because you're actually pushing on for a second. You were. No! You guys can see part of his name in the recording thing. For some reason, OBS stopped capturing the Zoom window, and so I have it capturing my display instead. I'm going to stop messing with it. Damn it. I don't even have OCD, and I have OCD about that. I love the episode as well. I thought it was a lot of fun. It blended again like this show masterfully does, these slice of life moments, these beautiful character moments, these just like deep drilling character like examinations, and then a freaking amazing action there in the beginning. I mean, it delivered everything you want from a Chainsaw Man episode. Go ahead.
No, like you said, this is an episode that started strong, had all kinds of heart and emotion through the middle, and then ended on a bang.
What would you grade? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just I was wrestling with the score. This was one that was tough because I was going between an A and an A plus, and I was having a hard time making my final decision. But I think I'm settling on an A.
Me too. I wanted to give it an A plus, but I felt like the fact that I couldn't just outright say A plus meant that it's an A, which is nothing to sneeze at. No. I know a lot of people these days look at, like, movies have to be A or A plus or they're Fs, like or you know, essentially, because, oh, what do you mean a B plus? It was bad? No, dude, it's a B plus. Like, that's still good. Even a C plus is watchable. Mm-hmm. It's not until you get to that like C minus range where you're just like super disappointed and don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I found it to be a very pleasing episode. So let's get into our spoiler segment here. The Infinity Devil, right? Wasn't that its name?
Eternity
yeah, Devil, like that, yeah. Or Infinity Devil. Well, anyways, I love the whole showdown between him and Denji. Even ignoring the rest of the crew, just Denji figuring out that, you know, he can absorb the blood just like the Bat Devil could and Power does. Apparently most devils can probably get stuff out of blood. Like when he calls himself a perpetual motion machine. Like,
because he was right. That's essentially.
Where did you even hear that word at, Denji?
That was great. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. I thought it was great too. And then the other part about that I really really liked was the fact that over 3 days, dear God, over 3 days, he does so much damage and delivers so much pain that the devil's like, straight, here's my heart. Hurry up, kill me.
Because, I mean, that was, you know, we get the flashbacks and everything building towards the thing we've already been sort of told. You know, there's something special about Denji and his power. But you know, the idea that in this line of work, insanity gives you an edge. You know,
yeah.
Being in a mindset that's unpredictable and that even brings fear or confusion to a devil, Denji is that. That's very 100, interesting.
100%. And I even mentioned this in the reaction about even in real life situations, the thing that you know is predictable, and when something's predictable, it's a danger to the one that is predictable, whether that's their reactions to certain stimuli or having a routine in a combat zone. That's not good. Unpredictability keeps you alive. And they talk about that in this episode with
badass blonde dude with the scar across his face.
Yeah, and Patch Girl. I can't get the name out, guys. I'm sorry. I like that scene quite a bit, and I love the whole drinking. I love the whole drinking. You got to loosen a few screws, you know.
I'm drinking this
water. some good water. I would have some medical, but it hurts my lungs, so I'm not. Only edibles recently.
Gummy bears. Hey?
They're not in bear shape. That would be dangerous. Kids, man, come on now.
That's true.
I do agree. They shouldn't come in candy shapes.
I can live with that compromise.
There you go. I lost my train of thought.
I was thinking, what should they be? They should be in the shape of like tax forms. Things, adult stuff, like a car, house payment bill.
Oh my God. Oh man, that's funny. You sure you haven't been hitting my stash?
No. Just my water.
Just the water.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Carrying on away from the devil, which we already kind of did. That's where we were. We were talking about the grave scene and craziness and stuff like that. But going on to kind of Denji's potential, you know, you have Hatch Girl and Aki, because God, it starts with an H and I can't get it out, because I'm gonna mispronounce it with her name and the girl who snaps name, and I don't want to screw that up. Her talking to Aki, you know, they've obviously got this really, really close relationship, but even later on she's mentioning how he seems to be obsessed with Makima as well as Denji is. I like their interactions, and I like hearing more and more about their past. This is one of those where it's like, yeah, if you get more past stuff, great. If you don't, it can also still be great. I love her worry for him, and like when the blonde dude's like, you know, he's a punk ass, and his head is on too straight, yeah. And she tries to convince him to drop going after the gun devil and all sorts of stuff. It's just so cool to see this type of story wrapped in something that was literally 5 minutes beforehand, nothing but blood and gore.
Yeah. And also, you know, we essentially experienced a 3-episode arc that had a beginning, middle, and an end. And that was something else I wanted to bring up that I appreciated about what this show is doing so far is, that 3-episode arc exists within the bigger story, but it's clearly a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, absolutely. Them going to the izakaya, I think that's what they call Japanese pubs, bars, restaurant type thing. That whole thing was just great. Business, you know, luncheon, mandatory fun day. Brian, you and I have had those, only it's full of beer, which we've also both had.
Yeah, at Cedar Point we had a fun day.
Yeah. But yeah, lots of army things deal with alcohol when they probably shouldn't, but
you said it,
that whole scene that whole scene. There's so much to unwrap in there. There's the personal lives that you hear about for some of the rookies. There's the sorry guys with the brain fog today. The nonchalantness for some of them about losing people, losing fellow devil hunters. There's Dingy trying to, you know, both get his kiss and not piss off the boss lady.
That was great.
And ruin chances with her. So what's this about a kiss? No kiss. What? You don't want to kiss me? Oh, yeah, I do. I love that. And his carefree attitude. Everything about Dingy is just freaking pure joy watching. Not that his life is pure joy. Nor is watch him get tortured joy. Just his reaction, his character is great. It's refreshing in a way. You know, this show that is about him, named after him, so to speak, and yet he's got equal play with some of these other characters. I can't speak highly enough of just this setting and how much they delivered in this. What do you think? Am I out of my mind?
Yeah, no, completely. And you know, we talk about it all the time. When you introduce food in an anime, there's always something special about it. And you know, even the stuff with power, you know, this is mine. Like, everybody's personality was given time to shine. The way they introduced themselves, the way they being careful. Oh, don't talk about, you know, who you've aligned, what devil you've aligned with, or everyone. All the dialogue that was spoken throughout the sequence was very much reflective of that character and how they think and how they operate. And as I said, the show is very dense in terms of the writing. The writing is really good and it's very layered. You know, you have a series with multiple characters, and yet you understand each one, how they operate, what they think. And that's you know, some shows, you know, they half-ass it and
yeah,
the character is just sort of there. This show really goes out of its way to make everybody important.
Yep, and absolutely love it. Let's talk about the kiss, Brian.
Yeah.
you know me, I've got a pretty damn solid stomach. Brian's mentioned Cedar Point. I can eat burger, fries, down a drink in line for a roller coaster, get on it back to back, and not a problem. Spinning rides up and down.
I had a rough day nine. Where I was on the floor. I discovered spinning rides are no longer my thing. Yeah.
But that right there, man, just the
dude, it was so vile.
Oh my god,
it was so vile. It was so bad. And the way, it was so well animated. I mean, I know, bravo. Right?
I just love the fact I'm sitting there during my react. I'm watching. Like, yeah, get some. Oh.
Because you could just taste it. I mean, they did it in a way where stop. You just knew what it was.
Bravo, guys. That's
and the puking intense. In the bathroom, like, I felt that, and the sweat, and the snot, and the, like, just every aspect of it. I was just like, I felt it.
So gross. So
But
the potential there, you know, afterwards.
Did not see that coming.
Patch Girl taking him home and back to her place. I was watching. And I was like, "Oh, Denji, you can't take advantage of her." And I was like, "Wait, she's taking advantage of him." And I thought she was just gonna pass out next to him eventually, but she's sitting there playing with his face. And, hey, want to do it,
dude? That talk about
I loved it.
The greatest ending, like, because that whole like last 2 minutes, I did not expect at all.
No.
And so, you know, I saw the direction of the episode and I was like, all right, this is, you know, interesting, fun. And then we get to that last scene. And like you said, I thought she was just going to lay there, which was great. But then you have that last line. I'm just like, this show is so unpredictable at times.
Well, if you remember something that he said he wanted to do back in the first episode, just cuddle with a girl. And that's where my brain was going. Now, we might pick up right there after or in the next episode, you know, which will be cool. We'll see what happens.
Because it might not happen. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, it might not. We might skip a couple of days ahead, or you know, that just kind of goes out the window until someone's like, "Oh, you stayed the night at what's her name's house? Isn't Makima gonna be mad?" I could see something like that playing off. What do you think, man? I think everything. Not everything special about Denji, but I think what is really important there is the chainsaw dog inside of him. I think Pochita, like everyone keeps referring to the chainsaw, and I'm guessing maybe his actions over the last however long it's been now, a couple of weeks or so, has kind of like gotten through the devil world. You know, people are, hey, took out the leech demon and took out that devil and. Or is it, you know, something else, something prior existing? What do you think?
This is a theory. I have not read anything. I have no idea. My theory is that it's the bond that he has. It's not just that particular devil. It's not just, it's specifically the bond that they shared is what's fueling this. But the fear that he's creating is making it more powerful.
Interesting. Yeah. They mention how devils feed off of fear, but what happens when devils are afraid themselves, you know? Yeah.
But also what happens if a devil has love?
That as well.
You know, yeah, and I think and I think there was a bond there, an actual, you know, they loved each other and you know, it was his pet and it was his friend, his companion. So, that's my theory. I don't know.
That's a solid theory. Nobody in the comments ruin it. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. Man, any other things to say on this episode, Brian?
No, just I want more blonde scar face guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool character. I want just more of everything. More of everything. I don't know how long Chainsaw Man will run, but I hope we get adaptations go just to keep going. And I think I'm kind of with Brian where if it's not like some huge mystery thing going forward, I might just go ahead and start reading the manga after season one. As slow as I am at reading these days. My goodness, guys. I think it might be about time for me to close this out so that way I can stop stumbling over all of my words. Check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions, written reviews, celebrity interviews, news, leaks, and rumors, all of that, all of the podcasts get write-ups usually that go up there, the podcast, which is for all of our review and news shows like Breaking Geek, Daily Cog. Both of those are general geek and pop culture entertainment shows. Anything goes. If it's on a screen, we'll talk about it. Anime Versal Reviews, you're listening, watching to that right now. Marvel Multiverse Mayhem will be back after Thanksgiving. Nick has been working quite a bit, and I just don't give up enough about Marvel these days to do it by myself or with anyone else. I did review Black Panther with Manny, and then, of course, Andor wrapping up this week with the Cantina. All of those and more, including AVR Squared, Genre Shot, Trailer Reactions. AVR Squared is our anime reactions. If you didn't know, go check it out. All go up on the YouTube channel. Give us a subscribe. Thanks to everyone so far that is subscribed. And then Brian's got a YouTube channel, Brian.
Yeah, check it out. Pulp Mythos, PulpMythos. Go look up my Goonies review. That was the first thing I did. I have a lot of stuff coming up that's going to be similar to that, so check it out.
The Goonies, love it. I've always been a big fan. And hope to God it never gets remade or sequeled. Although chances are it will be. Damn it. Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.